Hi, this is Daniel Garve of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Some movies are strictly entertainment, while other ones have a message. This week, I am looking at three new movies that each have an earnest theme from the US, Australia, and Germany. There's a marine biologist who wants to save a coral reef, a basketball coach who wants to bring a team of disabled people to the championships, and a geriatric nurse who wants to learn how to defend herself after a racist attack. Champions, written and directed by Bobby Fairley. Marcus, played by Woody Harrelson, is a professional basketball coach who has fallen on hard times. Now he's an assistant coach for a third-tier team in Iowa. He's an arrogant know-it-all who doesn't know how or when to shut up. He hooks up with women he meets online, but they rarely stay the night. Things go from bad to worse when he's fired from his team for losing his temper during a game. And then he gets in a car accident while driving intoxicated. But the judge shows him some sympathy and sentences him to community service as a basketball coach. What's the catch? Everyone on the team has a developmental or intellectual handicap, and they're hoping to make it to Winnipeg for the regional championships. Problem is, they have no coach and team spirit is near zero. Marcus is equally clueless on how to coach people with disabilities. But gradually, they start to get along and get better and bring back some of their star players. And when they need a bus to take them to away games, a woman named Alex, played by Caitlin Olsen, a Shakespearean actor, volunteers to take them in her costume van. She's also a sister of one of the members of the team. The problem is, she's also one of Marcus's one-night stands. That's one of the dangers of living in a small town. But they make up and start to get along again, even as the team pulls together. But can they make it to Winnipeg? Will Marcus return to his selfish ways, or is he a keeper? Is Alex ready to commit? And what are his plans once his three-month sentence is up? Champions is a heartfelt comedy about a down-and-out coach trying to accomplish the impossible. On the downside, it's a fairly predictable plot, and Woody Harrelson and Caitlin Olsen are likable, but they seem to coast through their roles. What's great about this movie is the rest of the cast. The actors playing them have real-life disabilities. They were mainly all cast in Winnipeg, and this includes players who have won medals at the Special Olympics. They're also funny, wacky, and good at what they do. And the characters they play have personalities, sex lives, jobs, and families, which you rarely see in films about people with mental disabilities. They're not there as figures of fun. They're sympathetic characters who happen to be funny. Thank God the days of Forrest Gump, Gilbert Grape, Nell, and Sling Blade are long gone, and hopefully we can see more movies like this one. Keep in mind the director previously brought us such gems as Dumb and Dumber and Shallow Hal. So maybe, just maybe, Champions is Bobby Farrelly's apology. Blueback, written and directed by Robert Connolly. Okay, it's a small fishing village in Western Australia. Abby, played by Mia Wasikowska, is a marine biologist who spends much of her time studying samples aboard her boat from the ocean beneath. Raised by a pearl diver and an activist, Abby grew up as part of the sea. She has felt at home underwater ever since her mother Dora, played by Radha Mitchell, taught her how to hold her breath and swim down to the ocean floor. Her father drowned when she was still little. On one of these underwater journeys, she encounters an enormous blue fish bigger than she is. Initially frightened, she soon realizes he's gentle and intelligent. He'll even eat from her hand. The Western grouper, or groper, as they say there, can live for up to 70 years and rarely strays from its home. Soon they become fast friends. She names him Blueback and spends time alone with him, just the two of them, in his hidden alcove within the coral reefs. She also begins to record what she sees, painting watercolors of the fish she meets, and she names her special friend Blueback, as I just said. But all is not well. A rich developer is trying to buy up the land and tear down all the beachfront houses, including Abby and Dora's. He's also behind the dredging of the ocean floor, which is an ecosystem crime, and allowing industrial fisheries and voracious spear hunters to kill endangered species. Is Blueback's life at risk? Will their idyllic home soon be rubble? And what will the future hold for Dora and Abby? Blueback is a gentle, slow-paced drama about a mother and daughter living in harmony within an aquatic ecosystem. The story is told through a series of flashbacks of Abby as a child and as a teenager living with her single mom. Her memories come flooding back. That's the content of most of the movie, because when she returns home after her elderly mother, Dora, has a stroke. So Dora leads many of the protests and demos in the village, chaining herself to tractors and petitioning the government to save their bay. So this means there are two or three actors playing Dora, Abby, as well as her best friend Briggs, played by Pedrea Jackson and Clarence Ryan. Okay, I approached this movie with trepidation. Like, God, do we really need another talking fish? But luckily, the fish here don't talk. They just swim around looking pretty. Or looking bulbous with beady eyes in the case of Blueback. I wasn't deeply moved by this film, but I liked Dora's political protests and the scenery. Both the underwater and the landscapes are really, really beautiful. Gorgeous. Nico, co-written and directed by Eileen Gehring. Nico, played by Sarah Fazilat, is a Berliner who works as a home visit nurse for the elderly. She has curly hair, a zoftig body, and a warm smile. She enjoys going to parties and hanging out with her best friend Rosa, played by Jave Asevja. She laughs a lot, but don't get on her bad side. Nico will stand up to anyone who gets in her way. Until one day, she is violently attacked by a group of people in an underpass. They pull her hair, punch her, kick her, and hurl racist taunts at her. She wakes up in hospital in horrible pain with a black eye and bruises and bandages all over her face and body. Worse than that, she is scared and withdrawn now, suffering from PTSD flashbacks to her trauma. To try to win back some of her confidence, she signs up for lessons at a karate dojo whose sensei is a former champion. Maybe learning to block a violent stranger will equip her to face any future attack, but so far, she seems drained of all will and energy. So in the hope of cheering her up, Rosa takes her to the fun fair in the park. There they meet a carny named Ronnie, played by Sarah Klimoska. She's an undocumented young woman from Macedonia who speaks no German, so they communicate using English instead. Ronnie takes them to rides and bumper cars. Nico feels a bit better, but things are still not back to normal. Will she ever feel good again? Is karate the answer, and why is Ronnie being so friendly to her? Nico is about a woman who loses her identity and self-image when attacked by a racist gang and her attempt to win it all back again. She's an assimilated German Berliner, but in just one moment, She has her entire essence stripped away because of her looks. Nico and Rosa are both of Iranian background, but to her attacker, she's just another Muslim foreigner. Her feminism, her beliefs, her droll sense of humor, her opposition to wearing a hijab, none of that matters to the people who attack her. The film delves deep into her emotions, both internal and external, as she struggles to recover. Sarah Fazilat is excellent as Nico, as are the raw but real characters who surround her. Nico is a realistic film, but with lots of emotional oomph. I like this one. Champions and Blueback open this weekend in Toronto. Check our local listings. Nico has its Canadian premiere on March 14th at 6:30 p.m. at the TIFF Bell Lightbox as part of Goethe Films' I Have a Crush on You series. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies Eats, Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.